This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Local law enforcement agencies are asking residents to be alert and aware of a scam targeting the elderly in our area. The Outagamie County Sheriff's Office says victims are being scammed out of thousands of dollars by people who phone them saying their loved ones are in jail or have been in an accident. Outagamie County, Brown County Sheriffs, De Pere Police, Ashwaubenon Public Safety, and the Fox Valley Metro Police Department are all working together to identify and arrest those responsible. See our story at WISS.FM for more information. People throughout much of Northeast Wisconsin are asked to give their input in a survey from public health departments, local nonprofits, and area hospitals like ThetaCare, Advocate Aurora Health, Ascension Health, and Children's Wisconsin. The survey is designed to uncover the true needs of community members. People living in Calumet, Green Lake, Marquette, Menominee, Shawnee, Outagamie, Waupaca, Washera, or Winnebago counties are asked to take the survey between now and January 17th. See the story on our website for a link to the survey. Organizers say it will help to shape future plans for improving the well-being of our communities. Beginning in February, Wisconsin Medicaid members who don't have secure housing will have a new benefit through the state. The new program is for Medicaid members who are experiencing housing insecurity and are also affected by substance use or mental health conditions. It's intended to offer a support system grounded in stability, dignity, and well-being that secure housing can provide. The benefit does not cover rent or ongoing expenses, but does provide ongoing assistance and counseling. An Ogdensburg woman and a senior at Lawrence University were both given Making Democracy Work Awards from the League of Women Voters of Appleton Fox City Saturday. Helene Pohl of Ogdensburg was honored for her extensive research on DEI issues affecting healthcare access across the Fox Valley. She also contributed to the League's DEI-related work helping Afghan and Haitian immigrants in the Appleton, Waupaca, and New London areas. And Lawrence senior Eliza Peets was cited for her leadership in launching events, engaging students in the democratic process, and helping students register to vote before the November 2024 election. The League of Women Voters is a nonpartisan organization that helps people become active, informed voters. It does not support nor oppose any political party or candidate. The League strives to engage all people by infusing diversity, equity, and inclusion into its work. Two Shawnee County men died Saturday morning after an accident in the town of Lesser. Shawnee County Sheriff's officials say the men, who were 25 and 26 years old, were thrown from the vehicle during a crash at Landstadt Road near Fraser Corner Road. When deputies arrived on the scene, they found the men dead and the pickup truck with severe damage. Officials are still investigating and ask anyone with information to call the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office. The plan for the most powerful solar farm in the state has received approval. The Public Service Commission approved the Vista Sands Solar Farm, which will be built just to the west of us in Portage County and will generate nearly 1.3 gigawatts of electricity. This makes it the most powerful in the state and among the most powerful in the country, producing enough clean energy to power about 200,000 Wisconsin homes. The project also will provide $6.5 million to local towns and counties to invest in infrastructure and services. The December 10th meeting of the Oshkosh Common Council was the last official meeting for retiring City Administrator Mark Roloff. The council presented him with plaques and recognition for his 16 years of service. Roloff got emotional during the presentation.
It's been an honor to serve this community. Great elected officials, great staff, and just a great community. We're going to stay here in Oshkosh because we love it here. We chose to come to Oshkosh, but Oshkosh is making us stay.
The council appointed John Fitzpatrick, the current assistant city manager, to serve as interim city manager from January 4th until a new manager assumes the position. The Menominee Park Zoo in Oshkosh celebrated the opening of the bear and fox exhibit and the arrival of its new black bear, Mr. Reeves, at a ribbon cutting Sunday. Chad Dahlman, assistant parks director in Oshkosh.
He was in a community. He's a little bit of a nuisance, and then when they captured him, the community was a little concerned about that he was going to be euthanized. Then we educated him that he's going to be coming to a zoo to be a conservational and educational piece for us. So it kind of changed the outlook of that taking place. So long process through them, but then here he is. So it's a good thing.
The Menominee Park Zoo is free to visit and will be open 10 till 2 Monday through Friday through the winter. The zoo is closed December 24th and 25th. I'm Lisa Hale, 98.3 WISS News. For news anytime, log on to WISS.FM.
The Packers beat the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay jumped out to an early lead and beat the Seahawks 30-13. The Packers scored on a 10-play opening drive. Running back Josh Jacobs was the ball carrier on 9 of those plays.
I always want to set the tone. I always want to start the game a certain type of way to create, you know, energy and things like that for the team.
The Packers offense began to sputter in the third quarter. Quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, it's something that we're going to have to clean up, just having that consistency through four quarters and be able to put together a four-quarter battle.
Next, the Packers host the Saints on Monday Night Football. College volleyball, the Wisconsin women's team losing the regional finals to Nebraska in 3 straight sets.
It's always hard when you lose that your last match. You feel for them, especially when you see the work that they do day in and day out, and stacking years on top of that.
As Badgers head coach Kelly Sheffield with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwab. Third Time is a Charm for Anne Hathaway, who says Christopher Nolan saved her career. I had no idea it was ever in danger, but show folk do tend to exaggerate. The Oscar-winning actress says being cast in her third Christopher Nolan film let her know she was doing something right. Other Nolan films the actress has appeared in include The Dark Knight Rises, Interstellar, and Oppenheimer. Hathaway also appears in the new Nolan movie, which people know very little about, and that's the way Christopher Nolan likes it. Not many people have had a run in TV like Ted Danson. Even when the former Cheer star and current star of A Man on the Inside doesn't like a project, it turns into a hit. Danson says he thought Curb Your Enthusiasm sucked, but still agreed to play himself to help out his pal Larry David because he felt sorry for him. Danson went on to be in every season of the critically acclaimed show and admitted later it reinvigorated him and made him want to be funny again. Just a quick message to God regarding the way too successful Ted Danson, that'll do. Zombie fans will be excited to learn that the third installment of Danny Boyle's 28 Days Later franchise is just around the corner. The film is called 28 Years Later and stars Aaron Taylor Johnson and Ralph Fiennes. Boyle returns to the director's chair for this film after executive producing the second installment of the franchise 28 weeks later. Ben Stiller can be downright rude, at least when he's playing Hal, the role he is playing again in Happy Gilmore 2 with Adam Sandler. In an interview with Yahoo News, Stiller said about his character, "He's just so mean and he just hates Happy so much. You don't have to worry about having any redeeming qualities or being likable," which is great. For whatever reason, the plot for Happy 2 is being kept completely under wraps. Shooting for the film has been completed and a tentative release date is set for July 2025 on Netflix. Drew Barrymore says she has been warned by her talk show guests not to be so touchy. The host often holds the hands of her guests and is very huggy and says she is working on not invading people's space and respecting boundaries. In a recent appearance on the show, Wicked star Cynthia Erivo said she didn't mind as she is very affectionate as well and gave permission to Touchy McGee to be affectionate during her appearance. Grabby Moore also held hands with Ariana Grande when she made an appearance on the show. I wonder if she would be as handsy with Seth Rogen. Doubtful. Third Time is a Charm for Anne Hathaway, who says Christopher Nolan saved her career. I had no idea it was ever in danger, but show folk do tend to exaggerate. The Oscar-winning actress says being cast in her third Christopher Nolan film let her know she was doing something right. Other Nolan films the actress has appeared in include The Dark Knight Rises, Interstellar, and Oppenheimer. Hathaway also appears in the new Nolan movie, which people know very little about, and that's the way Christopher Nolan likes it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little foggy this morning. It'll be cloudy with sprinkles or drizzle through much of the day today, and then becoming windy by late this afternoon. Our high today, 41. Tonight, breezy, 27. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 35, with some light snow late tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.